Welcome to the DevCon Archives, featuring top sessions from the latest DevCon, which took place in Bangkok in November 2024. These episodes spotlight some of the best talks from the largest Ethereum developer conference, showcasing the technical advancements, mission, projects, and novel ideas shaping the Ethereum ecosystem. All talks have been recorded. You can find them on archive.devcon.org. Let's dive into today's featured talk.
Hello, everyone. My name is Phuc Thai. I'm from SkyMavid. So today I'm going to talking about how to from MPC wallet to Agave Fraction. So I think from the previous talk, we already understand that there is a lot of issue with the current EOAs is that it's too complex for some non-technical and even technical users. There's inaccessible recovering mechanisms. To solve this problem, we had a few solutions in place already, and I want to highlight two main things is MPC wallet and Agave Fraction. So both of them can offer a lot of help with onboarding new users, offer social login, key recovery, and some transaction policy. So the difference between MPCs and Agave Fraction is most of the thing MPC do on the off-chain, including key recovery and transaction policy. While on Agave Fraction, it have more transparencies and everything can happen on chain. And with Agave Fraction, we can also have more user can also have more flexibility in a lot of feature for convenience, such as batching transaction, gas sponsors, and automation and something. Agave Fraction is relatively new compared with the MPC technologies. It is 40GL technology already, and it's ready to be adopted right now. One of the problems with MPC is that user cannot have the enjoy the flexibility that Agave Fraction offer. But with the introduction of 7702, we can actually combine it with MPC to offer a great help. So this is a picture from Vitalik blocks that, as we can see here, with MPC and 7702, we can achieve most of the goal, all the convenient goal that Agave Fraction still can be achieved, and some of the security goal. So success, like here we can see that automation can be done if we can delegate the account to the key SAT that store on the server, gas abstractions, sponsoring bus and everything. So the reason that 7702 can be a great combination with MPC wallet is that the current infrastructure of MPCs already in place that can have with the some of the feature of 7702. So one of the key thing I want to highlight here is that the privilege de-escalation that in MPC we had multiple key sets that store in the user device in the server that we already had a system in place for this. And with 7702, we can set the MPC account to set code for that account to enable delegation or some access to the key set that in either in the client device or in the server that can do some of the operations that user can do day to day. And so another another thing that I want to mention here is that one of the problems with current MPC is that when we select a threshold for MPC, we usually need to involve a trade-off. For example, if we use like 2 out of 3 threshold, some transaction can be signed without the user knowing. But if we use 2 out of 2 threshold, then if the every transaction needs to be signed by user, but the user the key cannot be recovered if the user lost their shard, the key shard, and they have not had any backup. So with the 7702, we can introduce a time lock on chain key recovery that we can have either key shard can be gain full access to the wallet if it initiates a transaction, and then the other one do not have challenge that in, let's say, a 30-day period. So I think that's it for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Phuc. We have some time for questions. So raise your hand if you want to ask a question, and I'll get the box to you. Or if you're further in the back, a colleague of mine will do it. I know you want to know things. This is your chance. If not, then I'll ask a question. And trust me, you don't want to hear my questions. They're not going to be that good. Okay, well, I'll still do it. If you want people to come away from this with one thing and start implementing that in their work, what would that be?
Can you elaborate that a little bit?
So we all go back home after DEF CON, and you want people to do one thing. What's the thing that you want people to do?
So I think the thing I want people to do is to push out 7702 as soon as possible.
Yeah, cool. Anyone have a question? Or shall we call it a day? Yes, amazing. All right, I think I can do it, maybe? Yeah, okay. And one, and two, and woo! Ah, almost.
Okay, so my question is a little more on the gas abstraction part. I know MPC wallets can be connected to AA wallets, and my question is there another solution that is more sustainable compared to just sponsoring the gas for every transaction?
Can you elaborate it a little bit?
So some wallets, because most of the non-crypto native users don't have a concept of gas that they have to pay for each transaction. A lot of protocols and applications sponsor this gas so that the user can continue with using the application. And the way they do it is that they fund the paymaster, and that paymaster pays for the user's transaction fees. And my question is, how are there any solutions that you think can make this this sustainable for the applications?
So I think so that is a good question, but I think the sponsor, so this is come from that if the app developer that they want to be more convenient for the user, so they want to onboard more users. So one of the things they can do is that they can ease out the onboarding process and pay for the gas for the user. So I think that can be a great help in this case.
All right, that's all the time we have for questions. Thanks again, Phuc. Give it up for Phuc for the wonderful talk.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to visit archive.devcon.org to watch and listen to all the other DevCon talks. We look forward to seeing you next time.